This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now let's talk about how people of color are sometimes treated shopping at fancy stores. The lawsuits are flying after a black college student says he was stopped by New York police after buying a $350 Ferragamo belt at Barney's. The Reverend Al Sharpton is threatening a boycott of Barney's. An actor from the HBO series Tremé says he was searched after buying his mother a $1,000 Movado watch. Joining us to talk about accusations of racial profiling in retail and how money is lived across cultures is Carmen Wong Ulrich. She's a professor of behavioral economics and the new host of one of the other APM programs that we're proud of, Marketplace Money. Carmen, welcome.
Thank you, David.
So tell us about the backlash that these cases are already causing.
Well, this really is a branding issue, right? So we have some really big stores, Macy's and Barney's, who now, but shoppers of color, who frankly set a lot of the trends that are sold in these stores, really feel alienated. But in terms of consumers and people, I have to tell you that this happens to me and has happened to me all my life. Security follows me. People assume that I'm going to return things. And it just happened 2 weeks ago. And for folks out there to know that I'm a Latina of Dominican descent from New York, the assumption is that I can't afford my purchases.
You were in a fancy New York department store. And what happened?
I was followed by security, and I'm looking at the other female shoppers who are not of color. No one's following them around. And the assumption at the register was that I was going to wear the dress I was buying and try to return it. So they made sure to make very clear to me that they have this tag, that tag is not there. You cannot return it. And I'm like, yes, I understand. Yes. And I just realized it. I can't tell you how much I wanted to say, ladies, just Google me.
And look, I can see it in your face, right? You're not going to go back there anytime soon, are you?
You know, probably not. You got to understand that there is this culture that people of color cannot afford these things. And I have to say, it's like a tax. And this has been studied as well by economists. If you are of color in terms of wanting to present yourself at a certain level, for example, I would never go shopping without makeup, hair done, and dressed really well. I have to do that to get any respect. And it costs people of color more just in life in general.
Now, in the case of Rob Brown, the actor, the CEO of that department store offered his sincere regret and deepest apologies and has hired a civil rights expert. But you see this as part of really a larger issue.
Within the urban community, the assumption is that you can buy status. So these kids grow up around these department stores, and all they want with their first paycheck, such as that young man who spent $350, which was his real crime, on a belt— to get something that conveys status, because it's something that they feel like they can actually buy, as opposed to they feel like everything's against them in terms of getting a college degree and actually advancing in the workplace. Buying that $350 belt was instant status for this guy. So what I have to do when I talk to urban youth is say, who are you making rich? Are you making that brand rich? And is that what you want to do? Or do you want to really be rich? Do you want to appear wealthy? Or do you want to be wealthy?
Carmen Wong Ulrich is the new host of our program Marketplace Money and will appear here every 2 weeks on The Morning Show. Carmen, thank you.
Thank you so much, David.